97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning from RadarOnline.com. Dylan Howard is on the phone. Dylan, good morning. How you doing, brother?
Good morning. Good to be on the program.
okay, so the Mel Gibson tapes, that's been the buzz for the last couple weeks. And RadarOnline.com has been the exclusive home. Anything having to do with Mel and Oksana, and pretty much RadarOnline.com has been the birth child of Mel Gibson's career going down the toilet.
We are the one-stop shop for all your Mel Gibson news, and we continue to investigate this story aggressively. This has been one of the biggest showbiz scandals in recent time. And it's been dotted with audio tapes, incriminating photographs, text messages, and emails, all critical evidence in three separate law enforcement investigations that remain very active at the moment with Mel Gibson and Oksana Grigorieva, the key component in every single one of them.
I'll tell you, now, Dylan, let me ask you this. RadarOnline.com, one of many, I don't want to say gossip, but rumor, celebrity, news sites, paparazzi sites all across the world. Give me a hint as far as before all the Mel Gibson stuff, approximately how you were doing, like, hit-wise. How popular was the website? And since the Mel Gibson stuff broke, the difference between the two.
Well, we don't deal in gossip. We're a celebrity news site, just like any small town or big town, big city newspaper. Our beat is celebrity journalism, and we have reporters who deal in the facts and the facts only. Our audience was significant before the Mel Gibson story. Our audience is even bigger now, let's just say that. And the true test will be whether we can continue to carry that audience, and certainly the early signs are most certainly that we are.
I was just going to ask, would it be fair to say that that your audience doubled?
Maybe a bit higher.
Yeah, that's that. It really is, because I'll tell you what. Again, we're talking to Dylan Howard, RadarOnline.com for all of your celebrity news and your exclusive home for everything having to do with Oksana and Mel Gibson. Now, here's where being on the radio is a hindrance a little bit as far as the Mel Gibson story. Because I go to RadarOnline.com on a daily basis to see what else is going on, not only with Mel Gibson, but with everything having to do with celebrity news. But I listen to the audio of Mel Gibson, whether it be the phone calls or the voicemails and everything else, and the viciousness and the vocabulary that comes out. So when I go to play that audio from Radar Online on the radio, I have to bleep half of it. And so it's tough to translate just how vicious and mean and how just nasty the verbiage is, because half of it's bleeped.
Well, in one two-minute voicemail message that we aired earlier this week on RadarOnline.com, there were 23 F-bombs in the space of 2 minutes. It was quite remarkable. And, of course, yes, you have to bleep and bleep things out, and that would only be smart and prudent for you to do that. But in the online medium, we certainly considered at the start whether or not we were going to bleep out the language, and we decided that in the interest of providing our audience a comprehensive and honest and accurate assessment of the phone calls, that we would leave it unedited and let people be the judge themselves.
And that's the thing, you know, it's very easy to go anywhere, you know, it's very easy for me to go on the air and bash something. People are smart enough to come to their own decisions, and that's pretty much what you guys at Radar Online did. Here's what we have, you know, come to your own conclusion on it. So we're talking to Dylan Howard. It's RadarOnline.com. Let's switch gears a little bit. Lindsay Lohan in jail. Do we have an over-under when she's getting out at this point?
Well, as we understand it, Lindsay Lohan's going to be released from jail probably on Sunday, possibly on Monday. Now, she was ordered to spend 90 days in jail. Turns out she's going to spend somewhere between 10 and 14 days.
Right.
Far below what the court initially ordered, but due to overcrowding in the California prison system, that's why she's going to be out. She's going to go direct from jail, passing go, do not collect $200, to rehabilitation, a court-ordered program where she will spend the entire 90 days And that's going to be the true test for Lindsay Lohan, whether or not she survives that period and whether or not she gets off the prescription meds and potentially the illicit substances that she's admitted in the past that she uses, and also the alcohol, which seems to play a key part in her life. And only time will be the true test as to whether or not she can return to the lofty heights of her career throughout her teenage years.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Dylan Howard, RadarOnline.com. Now, rumor has it that her lawyer, whoever it is this week, was trying to let her have like a day or something to spend with her quote-unquote family before she goes to rehab. But that's not going to happen, right?
Indeed. The court had given her 24 hours after she was released from jail, which would have served a number of purposes, not the least being some family time. But it also would have given her the chance to provide her first post-jail interview to a media outlet, which inevitably would have dealt her a massive paycheck.
Right.
However, she's going to go direct from jail now to the court-ordered rehabilitation system, which makes sense. It's going to ensure that that rehab continues straight away after the time that she's spent in jail. And again, it's going to be up to Lindsay Lohan to really make amends for all these issues, and to actually, it's only time's going to be the test to whether or not she's really woken up to this significant wake-up call.
Hey, Dylan, you talked about the big, massive paycheck that Lindsay's going to get for her first post-jail interview. Was RadarOnline.com in those negotiations at all? Did you guys throw in your name in the ring at all on that, or no?
No, look, we have certainly haven't been approached. Industry analysts are suggesting that an interview, post-jail interview, could go anywhere upwards of $500,000, so I'd have to sack 38 staff members to be able to pay that.
Right.
So no, we weren't a player at the table on that.
Okay, so I Dylan Howard, RadarOnline.com, celebrity news, and your exclusive home for pretty much everything that has to do with Mel and Oksana. How, and I'm sure you've been getting this question a lot. How have you been getting all of this, and how much more do you have?
Well, I can tell you in an exclusive this morning that we're actually able to obtain the audio tapes and the evidence from the butler in the study with the candlestick. This has been a game of Clue for everyone in the media to try and ascertain where we actually got our material from. Suffice to say, we don't comment on sourcing.
Sure.
What I will say is what we have reported, and that is that Oksana Grigorieva did not give us these tapes. But beyond that, we're not going to participate in a game of Clue as to where or whom we got these tapes from.
Did you make your money back?
Well, that's making a key assumption there, that we actually paid for the tape.
See, he's good. He's very good. It's Dylan Howard, RadarOnline.com. Dude, I'll tell you this. I've been a member of Radar Online for a very long time, and I get your I get your email updates all the time on my BlackBerry, so I'm always checking it.
That's very kind of you. Kind of you.
Dylan Howard, RadarOnline.com. We got to do this again, dude, because I have a million questions on a million different things outside of Mel and Oksana and Lindsay. We got a lot of other stuff to cover, but I know you have limited time, so I appreciate the time, and everyone check out RadarOnline.com. Dylan Howard, everybody, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Thank you.
All right, we're going to break, come back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on Kiss FM.